10 years ago, a young woman in Mali in West Africa lost her life. Her name was Monique Dembélé. She was 33 years old. Now, death comes early for many people in regions with no running water or electricity and woeful health care. In this case, Monique was the health care system for women of her village. She was a midwife. Now, if this story sounds familiar, it's because it's the subject of a book that we've mentioned before on this program. The book is called Monique and the Mango Rains by Chris Holloway. As we mentioned, Monique, the midwife, has been dead for 10 years now, but the village clinic she started has grown. And against the odds, even urban Americans thousands of miles away have been moved by her life. We asked writer Chris Holloway to tell us how she was introduced to Monique Dembélé.
Well, I met Monique back in 1989 and was assigned to her village and began to work with her in the health clinic and at the maternity ward.
And the maternity ward of the health clinic was nothing that we would recognize here.
No, and at 22, I certainly didn't know anything about birth. But there, it is a mud brick structure with a tin roof, no running water, no electricity, and 100 degrees inside.
And she had no education, Monique, no real education to speak of.
Yeah, she only had a sixth grade education, which made her the most educated woman in the village. And she'd had 10 months of medical training.
And she surprisingly eventually confided in you a lot of things that you were surprised that she would reveal.
Yeah, she revealed that how unhappy she was in her marriage, just as a friend would do in the States when you got to know her, and that she was secretly on birth control, trying not to have child after child. She'd lost her first son to malnutrition.
How did Monique lose her life?
She lost her life giving birth to her fifth child, and her fifth child died as well.
Now, the people who are in this village have been able to reap the benefits of the story that you told successfully. How did that work?
Well, we've sent over $35,000 to Clinique Monique. Clinique Monique, called Cabinet de Soins Monique in French, a maternal and child health clinic and sort of overall health clinic for a rural village where Monique's cousin works, and he started the clinic in her honor.
And so the money hasn't come from major donors. Interestingly, it's come from a lot of individuals.
It's a variety. A woman named Carrie in Thailand, who had her book club donate. A woman, Penny, who is a musical director and donated all the profits of a Mother's Day concert to Monique. There's a couple in Ohio that gives all their Christmas gifts to Clinique Monique and asks their children to give there.
Is there other money coming in?
The donations are 90% of the money. I mean, my book royalties, I wish I could say I've sold 2 million copies of the book, but at 10% of my royalties, that's been less than $5,000. So the grand majority of this money is coming straight from donors that sometimes, and most of the time, I've never met. So there's this feeling of sisterhood, of really identifying with the ability of people on a community level to do great work.
All right. Thank you very much. Chris Holloway, author of the best-selling book Monique and the Mango Rains. Chris is now a director at the Center for International Studies, an organization that sends college students overseas. Nice to have you back in.
Thank you, Lisa. Great to be here.